Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Who were the first people that came to visit Jesus? Oh, not yet. Somebody came before. Somebody back there. The shepherds. How did the shepherds find out that Jesus was born in Bethlehem? Well, a little what else? Those would be Magi, the three kings.
An angel.
That's a whole. A lot of angels came, right?
Yes, yeah, some other angels came.
A lot of angels. They told the shepherds. What's a shepherd? What kind of animals?
Lambs.
What kind of animals?
Sheep.
Sheep. Very good. My mother, she was from Europe. She took care of sheep. So I know a lot about shepherds. My mother was 17 when she came to the United States. She thought she'd make some money and then help her parents back home. But she never went back to Europe. She was 17. She did housekeeping for 7 years, then decided she would marry. Mother and dad kept for 2 weeks courtship and married. My father died at 26. He was 26 years old. I never knew my father. But I know a lot about sheep and shepherds. Why do you suppose, why did the angels appear to the shepherds? There were a lot of big, famous people. Why not? Why to the shepherds?
Maybe because they're humble.
Hey, they're humble. Oh, I bet you don't know what a humble person is. What's a humble person?
It's somebody who doesn't have a lot of riches and doesn't like too many things.
Doesn't have a lot of riches and doesn't like too many things. That's pretty good. I'm going to use that definition. Believe me, I'm learning more than I'm teaching here. So the angels appeared to shepherds because they were humble. They didn't have a lot of riches, and they didn't like, what did you say?
They didn't like to get a lot of things.
They didn't like to get a lot of things. That's a very good definition. So the angels appeared to shepherds. Now, I wonder if anybody knows what the angel first, one angel, right? First one angel appeared. What did he say? Remember? What did he tell the shepherds? See if you can get somebody from inside there. What did the angel tell the shepherds? Okay? So, I bring you good news of great joy. This day is born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Did the angel also say where they would find Jesus?
Yes.
In a stable, right? Now, after the angel made that announcement, then there were a lot of angels. Remember? What did that? Just a big army of angels. What did they sing? Remember what they sang? Please. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men of goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men of goodwill. I like the Latin so much that I wonder how many would know the Latin. Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus bone voluntatis. I wonder in what language the angels sang. Did they sing in English?
No.
I wonder if anybody knows What is the most Catholic language in the world? I'll bet you don't know. What is the most Catholic language in the world?
Roman.
Roman, well, it's... Again, you're absolutely right. The most Catholic language, where there's no question, you know exactly what it means. We don't call it Roman, we call it Latin. You're right. But what I meant was, thanks for correcting me, you're right. What language do most Catholics speak? Do most Catholics in the world talk English? The most Catholics in the world talk French? The most Catholics in the world talk Italian? Most of the Catholics in the world speak Spanish. Did you know that? Speak Spanish. Now the angels did not talk or sing in English or in Spanish or in Roman, but the language which the shepherds would understand. What language did the shepherds speak? What language did Jesus and Mary and Joseph speak? Well, Hebrew or Aramaic. It's a form of Hebrew, Aramaic. What did the angels, when they told them, this day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and this company of angels sang, glory to God in the highest. What did the shepherds do? See, this is the way I teach. I teach by trying to find out how much you know. They went to visit the Christ child, didn't they? Sure. And they found Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I wonder if anybody remembers what St. Luke, who tells us about this, tells us the story. How was, in what condition was Jesus? Where was he? He was laid in what? In a manger. I wonder if anybody, I'm looking for a blackboard, but I see that we don't have a blackboard here. Don't tell me. I can't believe it. Jesus was laid, who said, in a manger, did you say? What is a manger? What's a manger?
It's where animals feed out.
Where animals?
Feed out.
Feed out, see? How many of you know any French? What is the French word for to eat? So, manger in English would be a stall or a trough. Better trough. Who knows how to spell trough? Trough. So Jesus was laid in a trough. And how was Jesus wrapped up? Remember? He was wrapped in or in cloth, but the same book tells us he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Now, that's a nice word, swaddling clothes, or swaddling clothes. But the language in which the Gospels are written, what language? In what language originally were the Gospels written? Who knows? Yes, what language? In what language were the Gospels originally written? Who knows? In Greek. In Greek. Now, the Greek word for the way Jesus was wrapped up and the Church's Latin, official language Latin, tells us Jesus was wrapped in rags. Okay? That's all that Mary had. That's good to know, isn't it? When you find, you know, brightly colored Christmas cribs and beautifully decorated, well, Jesus was laid in a trough and he was wrapped in rags. The official language of the church says Pontius involutum. Now, Pontius is rags, as old as Mary had. So then, a little good boy over there told us that humble people are those that don't. But what's a humble person again?
It's a person who doesn't want and he isn't rich.
Okay. Jesus was not rich. This tells us something, doesn't it? That Jesus likes poor people. Did you know that? Now, that doesn't mean that he doesn't like rich people. What kind of rich people does Jesus like? Okay? Well, he gives. When a rich person does what with his fishes? Shares. Oh, this is. Isn't that beautiful? So, Jesus likes poor people and rich people who share. Okay. Now, they're just starting, by the way. Now I have more questions to ask you. We were told that Jesus had God as his Father. Is that correct? Now I'd like to ask you, children, was Jesus a human being like us? Well, let me change the question. Was Jesus human? He was human. But we say Jesus was not like us. What was different about Jesus from us? How was Jesus different from us? He was both man and he was God. I thought about it and I prayed over it before coming here, Lord, enlighten me what I should talk about this evening to make it worth your while coming. And I thought I would find out how much you know and add, if there's something you don't know that I could add to. Jesus was human, right? He was also divine. Now, this little boy here, he said, he was human but not like us. How was Jesus different from us? First of all, let me ask some questions. Did Jesus have a human mother? Did he have a mother? Who's the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
Did Jesus have a human father like us?
No.
Jesus had God as his Father. Can we commit sin? Can we commit sin? You better believe it. Did Jesus ever commit sin?
No.
Let me ask another question. Jesus did not commit sin. Could Jesus commit sin?
No.
Children, hold on to that. For life. Jesus never committed sin. Jesus could not commit sin. And why not? Because Jesus was God. Can God commit sin altogether? No. Okay? So Jesus was not like us because he could not sin. Another question. Even when we don't sin, do we sometimes want to do wrong, even when we don't do wrong? Did Jesus have any desire to do wrong?
No.
So Jesus did not sin. Jesus could not sin. Jesus had no desire to sin. Yet Jesus was truly, really human. Which means what? Jesus was born like the rest of us. Could Jesus, from the first moment when he was born, could he talk immediately? Let me change my question. Did Jesus talk immediately?
No.
Now, children, did somebody else write for me? Would you mind erasing that? They talk about the infant Jesus, don't they? Infant Jesus. Would you mind putting down the I-N, then F-A-N-T. Okay. Now, I wonder if anybody here knows why we speak of Jesus as the infant Jesus. We could say baby Jesus, couldn't we? We could say child Jesus. Why do we also say infant Jesus? Well, would you put now just the word in? I am. Depend it if you wish. I am. Okay. Then an equal sign. And then N-O-T. Now, below the N, put down F-A-N-S. Below the N. Under the N. That's fine. Yes. That's fine. Below. F-A-N-S. Another equal sign, speaking, that's what infant means, not speaking. Did you know that? So Jesus was an infant because he did not speak. Is that nice? That's really what the word means. In means not, and in Latin, fons, there are other words, but this is one word that means speaking, not speaking. Now, could Jesus speak if he wanted to when he was born in Bethlehem? Could he? Yes. He was God, right? Now, if anybody could tell us, why do you think Jesus chose to come into the world not speaking? relative. Why do we do that? Like us. Is that nice? When we came into the world, and if your mothers or fathers knew, I think, if you don't know, they can tell you. When you were born, could you speak? Could you speak when you were born? It took a long time. About how long does it take before you start talking?
About
15
years.
15 years. Well, how old are you now? Hey, right here. You're ahead of your time. It takes about a year, doesn't it? Your mother's, is that about a year or so before the child starts speaking? Jesus wanted to be like us. That's why he came into the world not speaking. Next question. Who taught Jesus how to talk? Yeah, you're right. God. But who is the one that Jesus had hope to teach him? Mary and Joseph. Jesus wanted to be like us so that Mary and Joseph could teach him. Was Jesus able to feed himself? When a baby comes into the world, can the baby feed itself?
No.
No. Who has to feed the baby?
The mother.
The mother has to feed the baby. Mary had to feed Jesus. And again, Jesus did that so he would be like us. Now we come back to the little boy there. Jesus especially wanted to teach us what? To be humble. To be humble. Okay. Now we're asking. Jesus became like us. He wanted to show how much he loves us by becoming like us. Now, Jesus coming into the world, I've been asking the questions, and you all say that Jesus was human and he was also divine. Let's spend a few minutes. And I hope I'll be very clear, because let me tell you, children, if you get this clear, you are set for life. The little child in Mary's arms, he was placed first into a manger, which he said is a what? A trough. Mary then took care of him. She clothed him. She fed him. She took care of him. That child in Mary's arms, was it a real baby? Was it a real baby? Okay. Was that child in Mary's arms, was that Mary's creator? What is a creator? The one who makes the whole world, right? That's the creator. Was the child therefore in Mary's arms? Was he divine? Yes. Was a child born in Bethlehem? Was that God? Was that God? Now watch what I'm asking. If Jesus, just born at Bethlehem, you seem to agree that he was divine. Can we say, when Jesus came into the world, you think he cried? You think he cried?
Yeah.
No. that child that Mary nursed and clothed, the child that she took care of, taught how to walk and talk, is that child God? Children? Yes. I asked earlier whether that child cried. Did it? Yes. It was a real child. Could we say, and children, it is worth my trip from Washington to share this with you. Can we say that the child that Mary took care of, that it was God who was crying? Can we say that? You know what I'm asking? Was it God who was born at Bethlehem? Can we say that?
Yes.
Can we say that God was hungry? Can we say that God needed to be taught how to walk? Can we say that? Can we say that God needed to be taught how to talk? Did he have to do it that way? Why did Jesus, who is God, allow himself to be hungry and thirsty and not speaking and not walking? Why? All right? Well, why did, all right? He wanted to? He wanted? In other words, he wanted to be like us, right? But also, and this is the big one, God wanted to become like us. That's why he came into the world not speaking, hungry, naked. Did we come into the world naked? Indeed. God wanted to become like us. But why? Why did God want to become like us? Children, my day is made. Why? So that to set us an example, be humble, so that he became like us, so we could become like him. That makes sense? Okay. Now, how many of you made your first communion? Good. Thank you. When you made your first communion, whom do you receive when you go to communion? Whom do you receive? Please? In Holy Communion, whom do you receive? You receive Jesus. Now, the Jesus that you receive when you go to Holy Communion, this Jesus, is he the same Jesus that was born in Bethlehem? The very same Jesus? Well, all right, now that you said no, how is the Jesus that you receive in Holy Communion different from the Jesus who was born in Bethlehem?
He was?
Well, Jesus, I asked, when you receive Holy Communion, you said you received Jesus. Is it the same Jesus that was born in Bethlehem?
Yes.
Is it the same?
Yes.
Is he any different?
No.
When is the Jesus? This is important. Let's get this straight. When Jesus was born at Bethlehem, he was a small baby, right? Did Jesus grow up?